Hello.
Yeah.
Mr. Haldeman. There you are.
Hello. Henry just told me that McGregor was disappointed in the speech because he didn't announce more withdrawals. Now, if he's going to be that kind of a guy, we got to shuck him off goddamn fast. If he can't see this. Is that what he told you?
No, what he told me was he was very enthusiastic on presentation and that he had hoped that we would withdraw, you know, a larger amount, but he said that all along.
Yeah. But he really has shown he doesn't have much guts. You haven't heard from Rumsfeld, but you haven't heard from Finch, and this is all you heard from McGregor, so we've now found out who's who, haven't we? Right?
Yeah, I don't know where Rumsfeld and Finch are tonight.
That's all right. They'd call if they felt.
Have heard from Ehrlichman, who was very enthusiastic, and was interesting, because he especially liked the clothes, and he generally is one that's opposed to doing that kind of thing.
I know. Well, Ehrlichman would be all right because he's with us, but it seems to me, Bob, that McGregor, Finch, Haldeman, and they've been under great pressures, I know, but goddammit, if they don't send up now, Jim, I ain't going to talk to them. Screw them. I am not going to do it. They aren't going to come sucking around after they read the polls. You understand?
Yeah.
Or don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. I do, but let me see what the story is on them, you know.
Yeah. All right. McGregor actually should have stood up on this sort of thing. He should stand up and talk it up, rather than screw around. Jesus Christ, we wish he'd announced a few more. Well, God damn it, he should say, if this is the right thing, I'm for it. That's what McGregor's job is.
So that's what he is saying externally. He's playing it honest inside, though, and saying what he thinks.
I know. And what he thinks is that we haven't done enough.
Now, he understands why, though. He had hoped. Not because he wants an outbreak, because he thinks it would do us more good, which, you know, with his...
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
...area, it would.
Rumsfeld, you haven't heard from, right?
I haven't, no.
Well, nobody has, so he's playing his own little game.
He may have called in.
I've checked it around. No, Rose hasn't heard from him, and neither has Kissinger, so he hasn't called. That's all right. Did you get a hold of Connolly yet?
No, he was at the F Street Club or somewhere and had left, so he's going to call me as soon as he gets to his house.
Fine. Let me know what he thinks.
Right.
Fine.